we're seriously in an information environment that is polluted, and we need to clean up the pollution. The public needs sources of information that they can trust, and they need public figures that who they can trust. And, you know, one of the things that we're trying to do is also to kind of popularize scientists. That's one of the initiatives of the UN. It's called Team Halo, where we're giving scientists around the world who are in the labs, you know, kind of quietly developing a COVID-19 vaccine. We're giving that, we've trained them on TikTok and given them the title of guide. And they're actually, you know, bringing the public into their labs and just talking and answering questions and, you know, about kind of humanizing the process of reaching a vaccine in an attempt to kind of distill the fears and the kind of mystery and the darkness and the misinformation surrounding that process. So, you know, the same with, you know, leading public health figures. There are polls that suggest that that people do have faith in scientists and doctors much more than their political leaders. But there are scientists and doctors who are have gone out and publicly been involved in, when we think of the film Plandemic that went absolutely viral. This was at the center was a discredited virologist who, you know, put on a lab coat and people kind of believed her without checking her discredited credentials. So, yes, it is really important that we rebuild and the trust in science, scientists, and the public figures who are guiding our societies.